Funnily enough, the reason it got called Eton Dorney, which of course quite a stir with local people, because there's no such place as Eton Dorney,
because
they're two separate places.
Yeah.
It was because it became a project name, and I think they got so far into the project that when people started to point out to them, actually, it's called Eton College Rowing Centre, Dorney Lake, which of course is too long a word or sentence. They said, well, no, we'll stick with Eton Dorney. But of course, it did upset the local people because Eton Dorney doesn't exist.
It does now.
It does now.
So what's next down there? What's the next function down there for the rowers?
Well, we've got the Paralympics. Mm-hmm. So we've got 3 days of racing, which is from the last day of August through to the 2nd of September. Then, of course, the dismantling starts to take place. And given all of the extra work that was involved because of the very bad weather in the build-up to putting all the infrastructure in, there's a lot of reconstruction that needs to be done to the grounds to get them back in a fit position. But two weekends after the finish of the Paralympics, we've got 2 days of triathlon. And the weekend after that, we've got another 2 days of triathlon. So it's continuous. We can't stop. We've got clients that we have to serve, and you know, they clearly become our priority at that time.
Who pays for all the dismantling and the, you know, getting the grass back in condition? Is that a LOCOG thing or is that an Eton College thing?
No, the reinstatement is contractually down to LOCOG. And I think they're busy now taking stock of what it actually means. I mean, what you saw was a fantastic presentation on the television, but clearly underneath the stands there'd been an awful lot of restructuring of the ground. Taking all that kit out and then doing all the reinstatement, LOCOG are actually due to be on site, or were due to be on site, till the 1st of December. But it's likely they'll be on site through into the new year.